耶稣圣名，继续跟大家一起来查考圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue to study the Word of God together.
今天下午呢，跟大家一起来谈谈，这是你独自担当不了这个题目。
And this afternoon, we'd like to use the topic, "You cannot do this alone by yourself." It's mutual encouragement.
我们请大家来翻开出埃及记十八章。
Turn to Exodus chapter 18.
我们先从这一节开始来谈。这个主题
And we will base our topic on this chapter.
第十七节开始
In verse 17.
从请读十七节十八节
Let's read verses 17 and 18. 17. So Moses' father-in-law said to him, "The thing that you do is not good." 18. "Both you and these people who are with you will surely wear yourself out, for this thing is too much for you. You are not able to perform it by yourself."
这里说摩西的岳父对摩西所做的事给他一个评论说你这件事情做得不好
And here, Moses' father-in-law criticized him of what he has been doing and said, the thing that you're doing is no good.
其实他是给他观察他摩西所做的事情他给他的意见
And this is an opinion, he was seeing what Moses was doing.
因为他说第十八节，你和这些百姓都很疲倦啊，因为这个事情太重，你独自一人办理不了。
Because his evaluation was that the thing that you are doing now will surely wear yourself out, for this thing is too much for you.
那摩西是做什么事呢
？So what was Moses doing at the time?
那是第十三节这一段开始。摩西他从早到晚就是百姓在他面前要请他判断他们当中的一些事情
It's recorded in verse 13 that all throughout the day from morning to the evening that he was sitting in front of everyone and make a judge
第二天十三节那里说第二天是因为摩西的岳父带着摩西的妻子跟两个儿子来跟他会合
Because that day, Moses' father-in-law brought Moses' wife and his two children to come and meet Moses.
然后第二天，摩西马上开始工作，他有很多事情要处理。
The next day, Moses started to work. He had a lot to do.
他坐着审判百姓，百姓从早到晚都站在摩西的左右。
And Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood before Moses from morning until evening.
那当然，百姓他们要请摩西做判断做审判的事情具体内容摩西的岳父是不知道的
And the actual content of what Moses was doing to judge the people his father-in-law did not know the details
但是他就是看到摩西自己一个人坐在那边众百姓就在那边排队
So he saw Moses was sitting there by himself and the people were lining up
所以这个时候那个摩西的岳父他提出了这个疑问是在第十四节说你向百姓做的是什么事呢你为什么独自坐着
And in verse 14 Moses' father-in-law questioned Moses saying what is the thing that you are doing for the people
第十五节摩西的回答是说因为百姓到我这里来求问神啊
And Moses answered his father-in-law saying because the people come to meinquiring of God.
他们有事的时候就到我这里来我就在两造之间施行审判我又叫他们知道神的律例和法度。
And 16, when they have difficulty, they come to me, and I judge between one and the other, and I make known the statutes of God and his laws.
也就是说摩西他在那边百姓一个一个来问他有关于这件事情要怎么处理神的律例神的法度是什么要由摩西来判断
So one by one they would line up and ask Moses what to do in a certain situation as far as the statutes of God and his laws
那所以摩西所做的事情就是百姓想要求问神的事他们就跑到摩西来这边请摩西来问然后请他教导有关于神的法则
And whatever the people want to inquire of the Lord, they will come to Moses and ask for direction.
那摩西也是很忠心的将百姓的问题一一解决。
And Moses faithfully answered their question one by one.
但是他的岳父看到摩西这样子忙碌，觉得说你这样做的不好。
And Moses' father-in-law saw this and said, "This thing that you're doing is no good."
这件事情你一个人，你独自一个人是办理不了的。
You cannot do this alone.
那接下来呢，摩西的岳父就给他一些建议。
And then his father-in-law gave him an advice.
那这个建议后来摩西他采纳了。
And Moses accepted the advice.
那后来在百姓当中也就有了这一些制度。
And then they created an order.
那这些制度不但让摩西轻松了。也让更多人能够参与百姓管理的工作。
And because of this order, that Moses' life was much easier, and more people could do work.
那更多人出来服侍神。
And more people can come out and serve God.
所以我们今天下午呢，从这一段来谈谈我们在教会里面的服侍。
So this afternoon, we would like to use this as our base to evaluate our service in God.
我们在这个信仰旅程当中。其实有很多事是我们自己担当不了的。
In our journey of faith, there are many things that we cannot bear.
我们在活在这个世界上，我们其实很多事情是别人来帮我们服务，我们才可以存活的。
And living in this world, there are many things that people must do for us to survive.
所以我们每一个人对其他人，其实都有神在我们身上所要我们去做的工作，我们都是有责任，我们都是。活得都有意义的。
And so every one of us have a responsibility and have a meaning in our lives.
所以我们是一个群体的动物，我们不能够离群索居，自己一个人在那里独自生活。
So we cannot live alone, we must live within a group.
没有错，在社会上是曾经有这样的人出现过，他们自己一个人生活在深山丛林里面，过了几十年也还活着。
And sure, there are people who live by themselves for many decades and they're still alive.
但是毕竟这是少数中的少数。
But this is very rare.
大部分的人，我们离开群体不久，我们就活不了了。
And most of us, if we depart from the group, we cannot survive.
所以，其实我们每一个人都是互相帮助。我们在这个生活，不管是生活层面，或者是我们心理、感情的层面，我们都需要有别人在旁边支持我们。
So in our life, especially emotionally, we need other people to support us.
那我们来看一看，在信仰事情上，我们。怎么样能够成为别人的帮助，让我们自己成为神工作里面的一份子
？And in regard to our faith, how can we become a part of a God, and also how can we help each other?
我们如果要服侍神，我们需要具备的条件又是什么
？And what are the requirements that we must have in order to serve God?
我们从十七章已经看到神就在我们当中。
And in chapter 17, we know that God is among us.
本来百姓他们向神发怨言，他们试探神，说神真在我们当中吗
？And in the past, the Israelites tempted and asked Moses, "Is the Lord among us or not?"
神用磐石出水，证明是的，神就站在摩西的面前，在他们当中。
And when the water came out from the rock, then we know that God was with them.
神也借着由亚玛利人来攻击以色列百姓的这个征战的事情，来验证神在他们当中为他们打仗，他们得胜了。
And with the war of with the Amalekites, we know that God is with them and He is fighting for them.
那我们知道，在第十七章的从第九节以后
，And after verse 9 of chapter 17,
这跟以色列百姓跟亚玛利人征战这件事情。对我们信仰来说，其实是一个很重大，每一个人都是要了解的道理。
And when we learn the war between the Israelites and Amalekites, we can learn much from this.
我们知道跟亚玛利人征战这一件胜利是众人一起来的，一起参与得胜的。
And when the Israelites they were victorious against the Amalekites, we know that they did it as a group.
就是他们有摩西、亚伦、户珥在山上祷告。
And they had Moses, Aaron, and Hur. They were on top of the mountain praying.
他们有约书亚带着百姓的军兵出去跟敌人直接对抗。
And they had Joshua leading the soldiers to fight with the Amalekites.
我们看到是这个胜利是大家合作，而且是把它交在神手上。求告神，最后所得到的胜利。
And this victory is a combined victory, and they put the victory upon the hands of God.
那最后， 他们得到的结论是说神是我们的旌旗。
And the result is that the Lord is my banner.
就是神是我们胜利的标志，也是我们众人聚集在一起的那个标杆。
And the God is the banner of our victory. He is the center of our lives.
其实亚玛力人这个敌人所代表的意义
，The meaning of the Amalekites prefigures
是第一个层面，是我们今天在奔跑信仰的路程里面会遇到敌人。这个敌人是专门攻击在后边的人。
The first prefiguration is that during our life we will encounter an enemy who follows us.
哦，这个亚玛力人的攻击在民数记会被提出来，因为他们是专门攻击在后面老幼妇孺落在后边的那些软弱的。
And in the book of Numbers, the Amalekites specialize in attacking the people who were lagging behind.
那他预表的就是我们信仰的仇敌魔鬼，他专门寻找那可吞吃软弱的人。
And they prefigured the Satan who would devour the Christians.
那第二个层面所给我们的教训，其实这个亚玛力人代表的是我们今天每一个人最大的敌人，就是我们的情欲。
And the second prefiguration of Amalekite is it prefigures that it is ourselves, our lust.
这个仇敌亚玛力人跟着他们走这个旷野，一路跟到底啊。
And the Amalekites follow them throughout their journey.
就是一直都是成为百姓的一个仇敌在扰乱他们的。
And they were their constant enemy to disturb them.
那这个神是说我要世世代代与他们征战。
And God said, "I will be their enemy from generation to generation."
他在十七章的第十四节特别要摩西把神的话写下来，然后要把这个话念给耶稣亚听。
And here in chapter 17, verse 14, Lord said to Moses to write this for the memorial in the book and recount it in the hearing of Joshua.
因为神说我要把亚玛力的名号从天下全然涂抹。
And I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalekites from under heaven.
我们就看到在圣经里面，特别是在摩西的时代，神要摩西用口述神的话，也要他用写的把他的信息留下来给后代人看。
And in the Bible, we can see that God wanted Moses to write down what he said in a book.
哦，这个就是圣经，旧约圣经的组成，有一部分是口传的历史，有一部分就是真的是文字记录下来的神要他们留下记录。
And many of the recording in the Old Testament were written down from somebody's verbal direction.
哦，所以这件事情，所以出埃及记是摩西写的，是神要他写下来的。
So Exodus was the book that the Lord instructed Moses to write down.
特别要记录跟亚玛力人征战这些事情，然后神的心意要给约书亚知道。
And especially to record down the war between them and the Amalekites and pass it down to Joshua.
那所以这件跟敌人打仗的事情，其实也不是摩西一个人就让以色列百姓得胜了。
And this battle with the Amalekites is not a job for Moses alone.
是众人一起的。
It is a combined effort.
如果我们把这样一个道理在看到我们今天信仰里面，我们要跟我们的情欲征战这件事情来。
So if we see this battle and see it as our battle against our lust.
如果亚玛力人代表是我们每个人的肉体的情欲。
If the Amalekite prefigure our fleshly desires.
那我们要得胜，在这个征战当中得胜，绝对不能靠自己。
And in order to come out victorious, we cannot rely on ourselves.
圣经里面是这样告诉我们的。
The Bible teaches.
我们现在看加太书。
Let's turn to Galatians.
加太书。第五章
Galatians chapter 5.
我们今天这个情欲是我们信仰上的大仇敌。
And this fleshly desire is our biggest enemy.
加太书五章第五章，我们现在请看第十六第十七节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 17. Verse 17, for the flesh lusts against the spirit.And the spirit against the flesh. And these are the contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish.
这里特别提到说情欲跟圣灵相争。
And here says there's a battle between lust and spirit.
所以情欲跟肉体的情欲跟我们神国的事跟神的事是对立的。
And fleshly desire is at war against the Spirit of God.
那我们要靠着圣灵把这个情欲的情欲把它致死。
So we must rely on the Holy Spirit to defeat this lust.
我们请看罗马书第八章。
Turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
第八章的第十三节。
Verse 13. Romans chapter 8 verse 13. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
好，这里说要靠圣灵致死身体的恶行。
And here you must rely on the Spirit to defeat the flesh.
那这里的致死就是要把它全然涂抹，要让这个情欲的事情被圣灵压制，它不会再冒出头来。
And you must put it to death so you can suppress it with the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以这个所谓致死就是让它完全没有活力，完全是躺在那边，不能够做什么，不能动。
When you put it to death, that means you put it down and you will no longer function.
哦，所以现在其实我们今天信仰里面要克服的第一个大敌人，就是我们自己内心里面的这个从肉体来的情欲。
So the biggest enemy in our faith is that we have to defeat the lust in our body.
这件事情，你看从以色列百姓他们在出埃及十七章所留下的，就是众人一起。让这个仇敌啊被灭了。
Here in chapter 17 of Exodus, you recorded that it was a combined effort of everyone that defeated the Amalekites.
所以我们今天其实在信仰的旅程里面，我们都需要弟兄姐妹的祷告。
So in our journey of faith, we need everyone's prayer.
我们要看到我们自己每一个人愿意去认清这个敌人，然后跟他征战。
Everyone must realize this enemy and willing to fight with him.
就像耶稣亚带着以色列百姓出去跟他直接对抗。
And just like Joshua leading the people to fight against their enemy.
但是同时，亚伦、户珥陪着摩西在山上的祷告，是决定他们胜败的关键。
And at the same time, Aaron and Hur went up to the mountain with Moses to decide the war.
所以其实我们在信仰当中，很多很多的情况，我们需要弟兄姐妹帮助我们祷告。
So in our journey of faith, in many situations, we need the prayer of brothers and sisters.
特别是当我们软弱的时候
，especially when we're weak，
或当仇敌他很激烈在攻击我们的时候，当我们正在心里不平的时候，他来攻击我们的时候。
Or when the enemy attacks us actively when we're weak.
那什么时候众人举手祷告，我们就得胜
？And when everyone prays and raise their hand, then we are victorious.
所以你看他这里看到。我们的弟兄姐妹对其他人的祷告，真的是决定信仰是能够打胜仗还是打败仗。
So everyone's prayer decides whether we will be victorious or not.
所以我们今天要致死我们的情欲，我们自己一个人其实也担当不了。
So today we must put to death our fleshly desires, and we cannot do this alone.
我们真的需要弟兄姐妹爱心的带导。
And we need all the prayer of love by the brothers and sisters.
有些事情我们真的要勇敢的请弟兄姐妹帮助我们祷告。
And some of the things we need to bravely tell the brothers and sisters and ask for their prayers.
因为当我们把我们自己的担负都把它扛在自己肩上的时候，弟兄姐妹不知道我们的需要在哪里。
And when we put all the burden on our shoulders, our brothers and sisters don't know what's going on.
所以我们说教会是一家人，弟兄姐妹互相为肢体，就是彼此帮助的。
And church is one family, and everyone is a part of the branch. Everyone should support each other.
所以我们，比如说教会里面提名祷告，我们有什么事情，请弟兄姐妹帮忙祷告。
If sometimes when at church we hear someone who has a prayer request,
因为这件事情，因为我们觉得我们自己担当不了。
Because we don't think we can bear this by ourselves.
我们力量不够。
We are without strength.
所以我们需要弟兄姐妹来助我们一臂之力。
So we need the brothers and sisters to help us.
摩西他要祷告的时候
，And when Moses was about to pray,
他自己也是承担不了。
He could not bear this by himself.
他手里要拿着神的杖。
So he must bear the rod of God.
因为他在山顶上看到说他手举起来的时候，耶稣他们就得胜。
And on top of the mountain, when he looked down, when he raised his hand, he saw.The Joshua winning.
可是他的手会酸，他一直没有办法一直向上举手。
And when Moses' hand grew tired, he could not lift up his hands anymore.
他看着他的手垂下来的时候，亚玛力人就得胜了。
And his hand dwindled down, and the Amalekites were winning.
所以摩西他要让他的手一直高举的向神呼喊，是需要 旁边两个助手扶着他的。
So in order for Moses' hands to held up high, he must, he needs help.
所以从祷告的事情上，我们就看到弟兄姐妹，有时候我们知道是祷告很重要，但是我们没有力的时候，需要别人来扶持。
And we know prayer is very important, but sometimes when we're weak, we need others to pray for us.
我们要出去打仗，也是需要有人在祷告。
When we go to the battle, we need someone to pray.
所以我们去传福音，需要有弟兄姐妹在会堂，在教会里面真的祷告。
So when we evangelize, we also need brothers and sisters to stay in the chapel to pray.
我们要去关心弟兄姐妹，要访问他们，其实要有人在后面祷告。
When we go and invite brothers, to visit brothers and sisters, we need people to pray behind us.
我们教会传达信息要能够发挥功效，要有人在旁边祷告。
In order for our message to be effective, we need people to pray behind us.
所以从十七章我们就能看到，像这样子征战的事情，不是一个人能够承担全部的。
So in chapter 17, we know that in the battle of faith, we cannot do this by ourselves.
今天教会的很多事工，其实都需要弟兄姐妹一起来参与的。
And many of the holy work in the church, we need people to participate.
没有一件事情是一个人就可以担当的。
And no holy work can be done by just one person.
所以我们看到这样一个观念，弟兄姐妹如果能够同心合意，互相协助，神的能力就护庇他们，胜利就来到了。
So we must have this concept, and whenever we go into the battle or when we do holy work, we need a group of people to participate. Then God will be with us.
你看，今天我们要克制我们的情欲，如果没有借着祷告是赢不了的。
And now to overcome our fleshly desire, we cannot do it without prayer.
我们需要靠圣灵帮助。
We must need the help of Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵要给我们心理力量刚强起来。
And the Holy Spirit will give us strength in our hearts.
圣灵要让我们体验到神的应许，神的同在。
And Holy Spirit will give us the experience and the guidance of God.
好，所以你看，摩西他们一直祷告，举手一直到日落的时候，他们全然得胜。
So Moses held up his hand until sunset, and they prevailed.
这是从这个征战的事情来看的。
And this is from the perspective of the battle.
那我们现在要来看第十八章里面摩西的岳父。对摩西在服侍弟兄姐妹的事情上所提出的教训。
And in chapter 18, we will learn in the service of Moses toward the people, what can we learn?
我们信仰里面包括我们自己本身的灵修，我们怎么样让我们自己更贴近神的心意。
And in our spiritual cultivation, in our faith, how can we be drawn closer to God?
我们真的能够听从神的话语。
So we can listen to his words.
但是另一方面，我们需要真的去在神面前服事。
And on the other hand, we must serve in front of the Lord.
我们在教会里面要参与圣工。
In the church, we must participate in holy work.
那这个工作，教会里面的众人的事物，我们需要众人来参与。
And we need everyone to participate in all sorts of works.
就像家里面的一份子，我们对家里都有一个责任。
Just that we're part of the household, everyone has their own duties.
我们今天在神的家里面，我们对教会每一个人都有责任。
In the house of God, everyone has a certain responsibility.
很多事情我们一个人是做不了的。
Many things we cannot do by ourselves.
我们需要弟兄姐妹一起来参与。
We need all the brothers and sisters to participate.
那我们现在看叶特罗这个人呢。
Now let's look at this character, Jethro.
十八章他提到摩西的岳父米甸的祭司叶特罗第一节。
Here, the Jethro, the father's, Moses' father-in-law.
好，那在第三章在出埃及记第二章也提到摩西的岳父的名字
And in chapter 2 of Exodus, it also mentioned the father-in-law of Moses.
是在二章的十八节
Chapter 2, verse 18.
就是这里记载他们来到父亲刘耳那里那这个人就是后来摩西与他同住娶了他女儿的那个人啊。
And this Reuel was the person that Moses dwelt with, and Moses married his daughter.
所以他的名字叫刘耳啊。
So his name was Reuel.
那如果看民数记第十章啊。
But if we look at Numbers chapter 10.
请看民数记第十章。
Numbers chapter 10.
第二十九节。
Verse 29.
民数记十章二十九节。
Numbers chapter 10, verse 29.
那这里提到这里说摩西对他岳父米甸人刘耳的儿子何巴说
And here Moses said to Hobab the son of Reuel the Midianites
但是这个如果是这样子第二十九节来看那这个何巴应该就是这个刘耳的儿子应该就是摩西的 大舅子。
So, this person, Hobab, the son of Reuel, since he's the son of Reuel, so he must be the brother of Moses' wife or his in-law.
In-law. 那所以呢？但是在四世纪里面又提到说，哎，这个何巴是摩西的岳父。
And in the book of Judges, you mentioned that Reuel is the father-in-law of Moses.
所以这有几个争议的啊。
So there are a little bit of confusion.
但是对这样的一个记录上的差别呢，我们首先要了解，有可能在旧约圣经在转抄录的时候，有一些点或者一些字抄漏了。
Because in the Old Testament, some of the words may have discrepancies.
所以有一些学者他们说，摩西岳父的名字应该叫刘尔。
So many scholars said that the father-in-law of Moses should be Reuel.
那约特罗有可能是一个称号。
And Jethro could be his other name.
好，就是一个 title， 就是
title，
像岳父大人呢，就是像一个尊称呢。
Or maybe it could be like the father-in-law.
哦，那这个何巴呢，应该就是这个刘尔的儿子的名字这样。
And Hobab is the name of the son of Reuel.
但是当然有其他的不同的解释的。
So there are many other explanations.
我们先知道说，这个叶特罗他的这个记录在出埃及十八章里面，在其他的地方他所给的名称就有点差异的。
So we just need to understand that there is a discrepancy between the name mentioned in Exodus chapter 18.
那摩西的岳父他来探望摩西啊。
So Moses' father-in-law came to visit Moses.
摩西的妻子跟两个儿子来。
So he brought Moses' wife and his two sons.
那显然呢，摩西他出埃及的时候，他的妻子儿女是分开的。
So we know that after Moses left Egypt, he was separated from his family.
那是因为在创世纪第四章的时候，在出埃及四章的时候。
Because in Exodus chapter 4,
摩西要回埃及去，他跟他的岳父是这样说的。
Before he went back to Egypt, he said to his father-in-law.
四章十八节。
Chapter 4, verse 18.
求你容我回去见我埃及的弟兄，看他们还在不在。
So Moses went and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said to him, "Please let me go and return to my brethren who are in Egypt."
所以其实摩西他当时的口气就是，他回去埃及看一看，他还要再回来。
So Moses wanted to go back to Egypt and take a look and then come back.
那我们在查考这一段的时候，我们发现摩西本身其实他当时候在他岳父的家里是没有什么主权的。
So in studying of this passage, he did not have any status at the family.
所以他什么事情都要尊重他的岳父。
So everything he does has to go through his father-in-law.
所以他真的就是到埃及去以后。他自己留在埃及，他就把他的妻子跟儿女呢，儿子呢，送回到米甸去了。
So sure enough, after he went back to Egypt, he left his family home.
现在他们已经离开埃及了。
Now they have left Egypt.
经过了很多事情。
After many things happened.
现在这个他的岳父他们都听说了。
Now his father-in-law heard everything.
现在他们就到了这个何烈山这个地方来。要找摩西了。
So they came to Mount Horeb to seek after Moses.
所以这个时候，西波拉跟摩西的两个儿子被带着来跟摩西会合。
So Zipporah and her two sons came to see Moses.
那这当中，我们就看到摩西怎么样向他的义父做见证神是怎么样带领他们离开埃及的。
So at this time, Moses testified to his father-in-law and told him how God has led them out of Egypt.
这个他的岳父呢，他们就很震惊，很欢喜，说哇，原来神是这么伟大。
So Jethro, our father-in-law, rejoiced and said that the Lord is great.
好，那当然我们就看到第十二节那里，摩西的岳父啊，就在神面前吃饭，跟着亚伦还有众长老一起吃饭。
So Moses' father-in-law.Gave burnt offering and ate with the people.
他还献祭给神。
And he made it burnt offering.
众人在神面前欢喜快乐。
And they were rejoicing in front of God.
好，那接下去第二天，摩西马上就工作。
And next day, Moses started to work.
那这个岳父看到摩西他这么忙，他觉得你这个事情处理的应该还可以更好才对。
And the father-in-law saw what Moses was doing and think that he could do better.
因为摩西。他什么事情都是他自己来做。
Because Moses had to do everything himself.
那他这个时候， 但岳父给他一个建议是从第十九节开始的。
At this time, his father-in-law gave him an advice starting from verse 19.
我们请读十九节。
Verse 19. Listen now to my voice. I will give you counsel, and God will be with you. Stand before God for the people, so that you may bring the difficulties to God.
第二十节。
20. And you should teach them the statute and the laws, and show them the way in which they must walk and the work they must do.
21.
Moreover, you should select from all the people able men such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of the thousands, ruler of hundreds, ruler of fifties, and rulers of tens.
22.
And let them judge the people at all times. Then it will be that every great matter they shall bring to you, but every small matter they themselves shall judge. So it will be easier for you, and they will bear the burden with you. 23. If you do this thing, and God so command you, that you will be able to endure, and all the people will also go to their place in peace. 24. So Moses heeded the voice of his father-in-law, and did all that he had said.
我们看从十九节到二十四节这里啊，看到他的岳父给他的建议的。
So in verses 19 through 24, we can see the advice of his father-in-law.
那基本上这里所提出来的，就是今天我们在教会做圣工的时候，他一些很重要的提醒。
And basically, this is a reminder of how we would do our church work here.
我们从第十九节看到约特罗他是这样子说的。
In verse 19, his father-in-law Jethro said,
你要替百姓到神面前将案件奏告神。
And stand before God for the people so that you may bring difficulties to God.
好，就是没有错，这些事情最后决定一定是由神下指示，就是要求问神的意思。
And it's true that everything has to go through God at the end.
但是并不需要每一件事情都要这样子做，就是说一定要经过这样的程序。
But not everything has to go through this, the process.
他说第二十节说
，Verse 20,
你先将神的律例跟法度教训他们，指示他们所当行的道，所当做的事。
And you should teach them the statute and laws and show them the way in which they must walk and the work they must do.
也就是说，让众人先对神的律法、神的要求有一个全盘的认识。
Basically, to let the people know. The laws of God.
什么是神的法则？
What is the laws of God?
什么是神厌恶不可以做的？
What are the things that God hates?
什么是神只是应当行的，一定要去行？
And what are the things that God wants you to do?
通常当人需要求问神的时候，就是不知道这件事到底神喜不喜欢，做下去神会不会生气？
And when you come before God, sometimes you don't know what you're doing is good or not.
我做一个判断的时候，到底是左边还是右边，我们有时候拿捏不定。
And sometimes we don't know whether to go left or go right.
可是如果我们很清楚知道神的法则，其实很多事情它的方向是很明确的。
But if we know the statute and the laws of God, many things are very clear.
因为神的律法并不会似而又非的，不会这样子模棱两可的。
And the laws of God is not ambiguous, it does not change.
神所喜悦的事情是非常明确。
And what God likes is very clear to us.
神所厌恶的事情也很清楚的。
What God hates is also very clear to us.
所以像现在他这里的意见是说，你一定要先教导百姓知道神的法则。
But he wants him to teach the people the statutes and laws first.
接下来要从百姓当中去选出来这个有才能的人。
And then select the people who are able.
那这个所谓的有才能是什么？
What are the people who are able?
他说就是要敬畏神的。
People who fear God,
要行诚实无畏的
man of truth.
那英文的翻译就是 man of truth, 就是他是一个很，就是 truth 可以是真理，可以是很信实的。
And truth is somebody who is honest.
哦，所以他是一个诚实的，他是懂得尊重神的原则的。
And he is honest person who respect the principles of God.
然后第三个说是恨不义之财的。
The third person is hating covetousness.
也就是说他是行公义，他是不会贪心的人。
And he is not a greedy person.
他我们知道一个人的心如果在钱财上，他很注重就是财务。
And if somebody's heart it's always thinking about money, then he will be greedy.
那一个人如果他重视的是神的公义，
But if somebody dwells on the righteousness of God,
判断的时候他就不会 偏向这个财务或者是人间的一些问题去了。
Then when he make a judgment, he will not lean toward money or people.
所以这些他说第三个要恨不义之财，就是他是心里面是有公义的，他不会贪心的。
So this the third kind of person is hating covetousness. That means this person is just and is not greedy.
然后按照他们的才干给他们不同的责任。
And according to their ability, give them different titles.
第二十二节说叫他们随时审判百姓。
So 22 says they will judge at all times.
大事呈到你这里来，小事他们自己处理就可以了。
The great things they can bring to you, but the small things they can take care of them by themselves.
那这样子你就轻省了。
Then your burden will be light.
他们可以跟你一起同当此任。
And they can bear the burden with you.
那所以你就不用大小事情全部由你自己来处理，你处理不了了。
Then you don't have to take care of great and small matter. You cannot handle this.
23节
verse 23,
我们就看到叶特罗他的建议，他是说，你若这样行，神也这样吩咐你，你就能够受得住。
And the advice of Jethro, recorded in verse 23, says, if you do this thing,And God so command you, then you will be able to endure.
所以其实约特罗给摩西真的是一个建议。
And this is an advice by Jethro.
因为摩西约特罗他知道他自己的身份，他是谁。
Because Jethro knew his own status, he knows who he is.
观察到这个现象，很诚恳的提出他的意见，让摩西做参考。
He only gave this advice upon what he saw.
但是最后他说，你一定要去问神。神如果也是这样吩咐你，你就这样行。
But later on, he said, you must go through God. If God says to do this, then you do it.
如果你也可以受得住，就是说你也愿意这样做了。
And if you're willing to do this as well.
那这样子百姓得平安，那你也轻省了。
Then the people will have peace and you will be at ease.
我们就在这里看到，今天教会要选派工人的时候。
So at church, when we're about to select workers,
这里我们所看到的是说，你从百姓当中去选一些人呢，哈。
Here we can see that Moses went and select people from the multitude.
那就交给他们责任嘛。
And gave them responsibilities.
所以这里所谓的拣选，这里用拣选这个字眼呢，哈。
And here the word is select.
其实是先有一些条件。
And there are requirements.
然后去选适当的人来。
And if they fit the requirement, that they will choose them.
这个要选这些人是很重要的。
So it's very important to be selective.
也是很不简单的工作。
It's something not easy.
到底这些人是不是可以做这个工作呢？
Are these people actually qualified to do the work?
其实当时候摩西他很多事情都是祷告求问神的。
And at the time we know that Moses went to God very often to seek advice.
第十八章十三节开始的这一段，在《申命记》第一章，摩西再提出一次。
And what's recorded in chapter 18, verse 13 is also recorded in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1.
我们现在请看《申命记》第一章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy, chapter 1.
申命记第一章。
Deuteronomy, chapter 1.
第一章从第九节开始。
Starting from verse 9.
到第十八节。
To 18.
这一段是在出埃及第十八章里面再详细的说明。
This is the same illustration recorded in Exodus chapter 18.
那这个时候四十年以后，这个是摩西对第二代的那时候的百姓说的话。
And this is something happened 40 years later when Moses spoke to the second generation.
请读第九节。
Verse 9. And I spoke to you at that time, saying, I alone am not able to bear you.
第十。
Verse 10. The Lord your God has multiplied you.And here you are today as the stars of heaven in multitude.
这个事情是表示百姓他们当时候人很多。
And there were a lot of people at that time.
像天上的星那么多。
Just like the stars in the sky.
我们知道人多口就杂。
We know when there's people, there's gossips.
人多事情就多了。
And when there's a lot of people, there's more things happening.
这是为什么今天教会成长，我们就很多事情要做了。
So that's why as church grow, there's much to do.
可能就有很多话会爬出来了。
There are many rumors.
那这些事情我们要怎么样处理呢？
How do we deal with this?
要怎么样去让这人多的这个神的荣耀能够真的变得很正面，然后来让神的国真的得荣耀呢？
How can we shine the glory of God among our multitude?
那时候第十二节，我们请跳过去读十二节。
In verse 12.How can I alone bear your problems and your burden and your complaints?
摩西说：“你们的麻烦，管理你们的重任，你们的争讼， 我一人担当不了。
And he said, "How can I alone bear the problems and your burdens?"
有时候他们有一些赠送的事情需要摩西来判断。
And sometimes they have complaints that needed Moses.
摩西说：“我一个人做不了。”
Moses said, "I cannot bear this alone."
十三节说
，Verse 13, "Choose wise, understanding, and knowledgeable men from among your tribes, and I will make them heads over you."
第十四节
，Verse 14, "And you answered me and said, 'The thing which you have told us to do is good.'"
好。我们看到十三节这里，摩西说：“你们要按着各支派选举有智慧、有见识、为众人所认识的，我来立他们做你们的首领。”
13 says, "Choose wise, understanding, and knowledgeable men from among you, your tribe, and I will make them heads over you."
这里所谓的选举，其实不是像我们现在这个投票的选举。
And the selection process is not like our voting today.
不是所谓的民主的程序的。
It's not as the democracy.
其实就是出埃及记十八章里面讲的，从百姓当中拣选那些人呢。
And it was selected from among the people according to Exodus chapter 18.
十八章的第二十一节是说拣选有才能的人。
And in verse 21 says they chose able men.
好，现在到了第十生命记里面，他是说要去选举有智慧、有见识为众人所认识的。
But in Deuteronomy chapter 1, they chose from the wise, understanding, and knowledgeable men among your tribes.
我们如果把这两个经文把它放在一起看。
So if we combine these two verses together,
今天我们要参与神的工作。
In order to participate in holy work today,
从摩西那个时候选民他们要管理百姓的这个责任来看呢。
And from the responsibility of selecting people at the time,
在出埃及记的时候所讲的约特罗所建议的其实就是他最关键的部分。
And what Jethro advised is the key point.
就是他是要敬畏神的。
This person must fear God.
他是要诚实的。
Must be truthful.
他是不会贪心的。
And hating covetousness.
这是人的道德的层面。
And this is our morality.
就是一个人的那个内在的品质啊。
And it's our virtue.
然后到生命记摩西提出来的时候，他所强调就是。他的工作的才能方面。
And in Deuteronomy, Moses emphasized their ability.
那他讲的是要有智慧的。
This person must be wise.
要有见识的。
Understanding.
就是他是要有能力，有所谓的有 understanding， 应该就是他可以了解，他领悟事情应该怎么做。
And he must understand what to do in certain situations.
然后是众人所认识的。
And everyone must be knowledgeable of him.
我们知道。敬畏神才是智慧的开端。
And we know that fear God is the beginning of wisdom.
所以一个人如果敬畏神，神赐给他智慧。
And if God, if somebody can fear God, then he will have wisdom.
智慧从神来的。
Wisdom comes from God.
所以一个人他如果懂得敬畏神，他会尊重神的法则的时候。
And if someone who fears God and follow His laws,
圣经说神的智慧就加给他了。
The Bible says that God's wisdom will be upon him.
因为神是智慧的源头。
Because God is the source of wisdom.
所以敬畏神才会有智慧。
So to fear God, then you will have wisdom.
有见识呢
？What about knowledge?
就是这个人，他真的是啊，能够有才干去处理事情，他可以有见识去执行工作。
This person has the knowledge and the ability to distinguish between good and wrong.
所以今天我们做事，其实这个能力是神给的。
So when we do things today, our ability comes from God.
这个见识今天我们看到是神给人才干恩赐。
This ability is the gift that God gave us.
然后他说要众人所认识。
And everyone must know this person.
其实就是说他是有好名声的。
That means he has good reputation.
他是有经验的。
And he has experience.
众人所认识就是说他们大家都会认可说，诶，这样的一个人来做管理的工作。大家可以接受。
And everyone will recognize his ability and have no problem with him doing the work.
所以我们看到摩西的义父给他提出这个建议，这三个条件。
So Jethro gave Moses these three requirements.
他提到其实又一个是不贪心的人，他是一个很容易知足的人，也是很公义的。
And this person must not be greedy. He is content at all times.
所以他并不会用这个机会来。作为得起财力的管道。
And he will not use this opportunity to seek after money.
这些人真的是要忠心执行工作的。
And this person must be faithful to do the work.
然后摩西说我就立他们做你们的首领。
And that Moses will make them heads over you.
就是要做带头的工作。
And he will be the leader.
那他们个人就开始要执行这个 审理百姓事务的事情了。
And everyone will do the daily chores.
我们看《生命记》第一章的第十六节。
Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 16. Then I commanded your judges at that time, saying, Hear the cases between you, your brethren, and judge righteously between a man and his brother, or the stranger who is with him.
这里是第一个要做判断的时候一定要按公义。
And when you judge, you must do it righteously.
第十七节。
Verse 17. You should not show partiality in judgment. You should hear the small as well as the great. You should not be afraid in any man's presence, for the judgment is God's. And the case is too hard for you, bring it to me and I will hear it.
好，这里说审判的时候他说不看外貌。
And here says you should not show partiality in judgment.
不可以分贵贱。
And you cannot decide whether a case is right.
不用害怕，要勇敢按神的法则公判断。
And you must judge according to God.
审判是神的事，是无神的。
Judgment is God's.
所以他们是在神面前替摩西分担这个管理的工作。
So they do the work or bear the burden of the work for Moses.
其实真正是神在掌权的。
But we know that God is the supreme judge.
那如果有拦断的事，就呈到我这里来，我就判断。
If the case is too hard, then bring it to me. I will hear it.
圣经没有说，没有具体说明是什么叫做拦断的事情。
The Bible did not say what are the things that is too hard.
但通常应该就是说，有些事情要直接求问神，就是即使是这些千夫长、百夫长，他们自己都没办法。按照他们所知道的程度去判断。
And many of the leaders, they cannot make the judgment, so they have to go directly to God.
那摩西他是真的这样执行。
And this is what Moses.
众人也觉得这样子好。
And everyone thought this was a good idea.
后来在百姓当中就建立起这个管理的制度来。
And so they have this system.
那这个制度一产生以后。
And after they developed this system.
其实让他们在走旷野路的时候。整个百姓的生活就变得非常有秩序了。
So in the life, in the wilderness, their life were was in order.
这就是当众人一起来分担工作以后。
This is when everyone has their perform their own duties.
他们就真的会敬畏神，看到神的带领。
Then they can fear God and see the guidance of God.
从出埃及记到第十八章记载这件事情来看。
And from the incident recorded in chapter 18 of Exodus,
我们知道出埃及记可以分几个段落的。
And we know Exodus can be separated into a few sections.
第一章一直到第十九章。
And from chapter 1 through 19,
这是到西乃山的旅程。
And this is a journey to Mount Sinai.
第十八章在他们旅程要结束的时候，特别留下了这个建立制度这样一个记录来。
And at the end of this journey, they developed this system.
那让百姓他们什么事情大家都可以很放心的说是的，神在我们中间做判断，大小事情都可以求问神。
So everyone knew that whether great or small matter that we can go directly to God to ask for help.
这个审判是属于神的。
And the judgment belongs to God.
神就在他们当中。
God is among them.
他们不但是征战要靠神。
And not only they need to rely on God in their battles.
他们吃喝都要靠神。
Even eating and drinking, they need to rely on God.
他们有人跟人之间有任何的事情都要靠神。
When there's dispute between two people, they need to rely on God.
要靠谁？
Who can they rely on?
要靠神。
Rely on God.
那神的工作是由这些忠心、诚实、愿意顺服的人来执行的。
And God's work, it's bear by the people who are faithful and true.
所以今天我们在教会里面，我们需要真的来参与神的工作。
So in church, we need to truly participate in all the holy works.
我们每一项工作其实都需要有众人来参与的。
Every holy work must be done by somebody.
这也是我们教会里面有各种不同团契的原因之一。
This is why one of the reasons why we have different fellowship in the church.
借着团契，我们大家可以真的彼此服侍。
And through fellowship, we can serve one another.
我们在服侍当中。才会互相学习。
In our service, we can learn from each other.
所以，即使有一件事情，我们可以真的独立去负担呢。
And there's only one thing that we can do by ourselves.
但是，其实最好的还是有众人一起来参加。
But it's better to have everyone participate.
因为当我们跟众人一起合作的时候
，And when we work with each other,
我们才会欣赏别人的优点。
Then we can see other people's strong key
points. 很多事情不是我们这样认为这样做是没有错，但是也有其他不同方法可以完成，众人可以一起。 欢喜快乐的。
And sometimes we can do things our way, but if we do it according to everyone's suggestion, then we can be in harmony.
所以你看摩西他很乐意的就接受了叶特罗他的建议。
So Moses joyfully accepted the advice of Jethro.
显然神的意思也是这样子。
So we can see that God, this is also God's will.
所以最后这个是神的吩咐。
So this is the command of God.
摩西他求问神之后，他就是这样子执行了。
And after Moses asked of God, he did likewise.
我们就看到百姓他们是逐渐一步一步的成为一个有组织像神的军队一样。
And so slowly, the people of the Israelites, they have the system of
他们接下去就来到了西乃山了。
And then they have arrived at Mount Sinai.
其实第十八章，他们已经来到神的山了。
And in chapter 18, they have arrived at this mountain.
在这个地方，他们有这个组织之后，接下去他们要领受从神来的训，真正的律法了。
And after they have this system, they are ready to receive the commands of God.
有这个律法之后，他们被教导，然后他们就要去执行。
And after they have the command of God, they would do likewise.
然后他们就建立起真的属神的祭司的国度。
And they have established the priesthood of God.
所以我们从这一段看到，我们其实我们每一件事情都需要弟兄姐妹来参与。
So from this passage, we know that we need participation for all the brothers and sisters.
愿我们都能够是敬畏神的。
And may we all fear God.
我们都是诚实无畏的。
And we are also truthful.
我们都是恨不义之财的人。
And hate covetousness.
是有智慧有见识。
And we are wise and understanding.
能够被众人认识是敬畏神是忠心的仆人。
And recognized by everyone that we are knowledgeable and truthful.
让神的家能够真的兴旺起来。
Then house of God will be prosperous.
让我们让神的名得荣耀。
And God's name will be glorified.
我们今天下午就查考到这里。
This will conclude our afternoon service.
再一起来唱诗126首。
Please sing hymn 126.